Ernest, do you think that advocacy organizations are preparing their constituents for all that reform entails, including consumers having more choices, the ubiquity of electronic medical and billing records, the necessity to contract and negotiate service agreements with health insurance providers? What steps should all grantees and subgrantees be taking right now to prepare for all the changes that are coming?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I had much higher expectations of this grantee meeting than are being realized. I had an expectation, and I feel like it was a justified expectation, that the Bureau would have, at this point in the conference, provided some very concrete steps that they were going to be using to push out guidance and sort of Q&A, frequently asked questions, a lot of knowledge that they are gathering inside the department on how best to assist the grantees to deal with the fact that you are all, we are all, hitting the ground very late. You know, the fact that these state laws that were just described exist, the fact that they were allowed to be passed probably without very much pushback from us in whatever state it is, because we didn't know that that process was actually occurring and that it would have the kind of impact on us that it actually is having with regard to high-risk pool, is an example for me of some of the work that we didn't do and that we have to do. And so I feel like this is the CARE Coalition's first public activity that exposes some of the work that we've been doing behind the scenes to prepare ourselves. We feel as if the Ryan White systems and models of care are essential to any continuing HIV health care that is moving forward in the context of health care reform. But we also know, just because there are members, there are consumers, constituents, we know that a lot of the systems that need to be in place are not in place. And so I look to all of you, the Part A and Part B grantees, to actually take tonight as your clarion call to help us go to HHS and actually raise a little cane. We have an administration that is supposed to be supportive, and I would say, generally speaking, they are. But they are having a very hard time getting off the dime with regard to transparency and clarity of information out to the field. This group here on the dais could tell you a lot of stories about the work that we had to do to ensure that HIV was even eligible for funding in the Prevention Wellness Trust Fund. A lot of work that I don't know exactly. I still am not clear why we had to do so much work. It seems like a very logical thing that the HIV prevention services would have been included. But it was only until the very last minute, you know, when that money came out, that we discovered that we were going to be included. So I say all that to say that the Ryan White grantees and our consumers of care, we actually have to get much more deeply involved. There are everyone keeps talking about all the thousands of pages in this legislation. They're there. But each page has something that's really important on it. Each page has some component of the legislation that now has to have a regulation written that has to be implemented. And those regulations are actually being written and discussed and debated in rooms by committees that almost always have no one that has an HIV focus involved in the process. So we have, for example, a website listing that we're going to put on the CARE website after this meeting that actually shows you all the different committees and commissions that are now tasked within the federal government to write the regulations. And many of them are not fully staffed up, and my recommendation to all of us is that we use that information to try to engage as quickly and as deeply as we possibly can so that there are people who know something about HIV and who care about this particular piece of legislation as these regulations are being moved forward and pushed out into the community. We don't have much time. That was a joke that John put out before about 2014. Seems a long way away. You all know how quickly the reauthorization process sort of runs around. And you all know that 2013 is a year before all of those major reforms kick in. So we have a reauthorization to worry about. In the context of a lot of people assuming that our needs are going to be met in a year from then. Because let's be clear, that's what they're assuming. They're assuming that a person with HIV's needs will be met once they have access to the health insurance exchanges. And so the ability of our community to actually argue for the $2 billion of discretionary money that we have in our programs and to argue effectively that those resources should be maintained in the kinds of programs that are out there that really don't exist for a lot of other populations, it's going to be very difficult. And I just want to make sure that everybody in this room hears me say that. It's going to be very difficult. Now, there are ways to do it. And we in the Q&A are going to be strategizing. We have a flip chart over there. Any ideas you all have for us around how to effectively do it, we're going to be taking them down. But I really want to say that the clock has started ticking a long time ago, and I think that the rest of the time that you're here, you need to really start engaging the Bureau staff and asking them when and how you can actively start participating in conversations with them about the Bureau process around implementation of healthcare reform and what they plan to do and what they plan to provide you as guidance on how to effectively administer the programs in this environment. I haven't heard a lot yet. Maybe I've been in the wrong rooms, but I've been having conversations off to the side with people who I consider to be our friends, and they're telling me that the train, you know, inside the department is moving very slow with regard to their ability, their clearance to say things to us. That's unacceptable. You know, the stuff that they need to say to us should have already been out, because then that allows you to go to your subgrantees and start planning, or your planning councils to actually start thinking effectively about how to rework systems. So that's what I would say about that.
Amy, of course, part of that train are the blizzard of regulations that Ernest mentioned, and I know you're living with a lot of this now day to day. What would you like to say about the regulation process?
Well, I would just like to make the comparison of electronic health records that came out of High Tech Act, which came out of the stimulus package last year. And when you look at the High Tech Act, I'm not sure if anyone is involved with that or has read anything about that, but the process of engaging stakeholders in electronic health records has been incredible. There's been all kinds of listening sessions. There was obviously a formal rulemaking process, but at any time, at any day, you can go online and you can engage in a webinar on the benefits of electronic health records, and a lot of those listening sessions are being provided by HHS. You can go on their website. There's lots and lots of great information on their website. Just in comparison to healthcare, though, you can't really find that same level of information, and maybe it's an unfair comparison because High Tech passed a year ago and healthcare reform not so long ago, and the volume of regulations is so great. But I get the feeling from engaging people at Health and Human Services that the decision-making and the discussions are still occurring at a very high level, at the secretary, deputy secretary, White House level. And a lot of the bureaucrats, the people who are going to be doing the actual work, don't really know how all the pieces are yet going to fit together. This effort is going to require a mammoth amount of new hires. They don't have places for these people to sit yet. They just opened one new office. But just in terms of logistics, this process is so mammoth, yet not quite yet underway. And I would just suggest that in talking to people and trying to engage people at Health and Human Services, and specifically not only at the department, HRSA, and also at CMS, that they are looking for people to come forward with ideas. Recently calling around to talk about innovation. There's a new center of innovation as part of this healthcare reform package, new payment and coverage models. I was welcomed with open arms. Please bring your ideas to us. We're taking meetings. We're trying to reach out to stakeholders, but yet you won't read about that in the paper. You won't read about that perhaps on email. So you really just have to take it upon yourself to get on those stakeholder lists, make sure that your groups are in line with the other associations to get those meetings and get in, because there's a lot of dollars in innovation, and you don't really want to put yourself in the position of responding to a proposed rule when you could have this time right now to go in and present your ideas ahead of that curve. And really, I just don't think it's moving that quickly, but over the next year and a half, things are going to just start moving at a much more rapid pace.
And I would just say those are the resources that are going to allow you to actually do what you need to do. It's not going to be the Ryan White money. The Ryan White money is all frozen. You know that. Every dollar that you have is committed to some service or some other commitment. But these new dollars are actually going to be available to you to ramp up your electronic medical record capacity, which I'm not even going to raise your hands of how many of you are, you know, fully electronic on your medical records. I think I know the answer to that. Or how many of you are fully capable in your electronic billing process. Those are the things that our systems have to get up to speed on, and there are dollars out there that I had hoped the Bureau would be turning you towards at this meeting, and I haven't heard a lot of that. And so I would once again demand tomorrow that they start providing that information to you immediately.
Thank you both for that clarion call.